My name is John Erling, and today's date is March 29, 2012. Jim, state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
And James O. Goodwin, November the 4th, 1939. I am now 72.
The O, what's the O?
Osby, O-S-B-Y, my mother's maiden name.
We're recording this here in our recording offices, the voicesofoklahoma.com. Where were you born?
I was born here in Tulsa at the Moden Hospital, which no longer exists, but now known as Morton Health Clinic and not a hospital. Dr. Bird was my doctor, as I recall.
Were you one of several children?
One of eight. My oldest sibling died in childbirth, and then my mother had five girls and three boys thereafter. Actually, so we'd be a sibling of nine. One died in childbirth.
Let's go back to your remembrances of your grandfather. You do have remembrances of him.
Quite well.
What is his name, please?
J.H. or James Henry Goodwin. He came from Mississippi, Water Valley particularly, was married to Carly Goodwin, and left Mississippi, I suspect, in the mid-1900s or thereabouts, after statehood, I believe. I don't remember the year of his birth, but he left Water Valley, Mississippi, because of the racism that was pernicious during that period of time. He told me that when he would walk down the street, and he could do so with impunity, African Americans who were walking on the same sidewalk, if a white person was walking that same sidewalk, would be waylaid, be taken to an alley and beaten. He's seen that happen more than once. His father was Jewish. I don't know what his father did at the time, and his mother was African American. She may have been one of his servants, I don't know. But because he had four children, he did not want that experience, so he left there, bringing them to Oklahoma. He was en route to Waterloo, Iowa, that being the place where the Underground Railroad, if not originated, was a point. But he stops in Tulsa, and he becomes very successful in Tulsa, educates his four children, sending them to college, and became a landowner, and also one of the ways of making money aside from rental properties was that he loaned money for which he got interest.
This is all about James.
James J.H., yes.
All right. Did he go to school here?
No, he did not. He had a third grade education. He was a grown man when he came to Oklahoma, bringing his family, his wife, and four children with him.
Your grandfather, J.H. Goodwin.
Known as Papa.
Tell us more about him, his personality and all.
He was a no-nonsense grandpa. Some of the things I remember about, as I said, he was successful. He built a huge home when it was not really fashionable. And I presume, based upon the standard of living, he was upper middle class. In days of segregation, he was able to educate his children. After the riot burned down Mount Zion, he gave $500 to rebuild it. A copy of that check we still have in our family. So he was a rather successful entrepreneur, for lack of a better term, in which he made money by lending it to others and also by property holdings that he would acquire. I remember as a young man, I would drive him from time to time, from place to place. After a certain period of time, he lived with us at Fisher First Domingo. My dad had purchased a home there, and my grandpa was a part of our family. He would always tell me, Jim, be a good boy. Although I must remember, he was something of a disciplinarian because before we moved to the country at that time, I remember doing something at home, and my father, having, I guess, such a large family, was able to bring home eggs in huge cartons, wooden cartons. And I remember this crate. I'd done something that did not please my grandpa, and I remember him putting my head between his legs and spanking me with this crate. Certainly, he had the free rein to discipline me. However, I do remember my grandpa telling me that my father, when he was younger, had taken money from my grandpa without his permission and went to Philadelphia, I guess at the age my father was a young man, pre-college. My grandpa said that he said, look, I don't care what you do with your life, just don't take my money. My grandpa was, I guess, a recognized individual within the community, particularly the black community, but he could also pass for white. Don Ross, former legislator, tells a story which I don't believe, but he swears it's a true story. During the riot, when the rioters were heading toward our home here in Tulsa at the time, we lived on a hill, And my grandpa had built two homes. He'd built a huge home for himself, and my father had built one right next door. We lived right across from a Catholic convent, at that time St. Monica's, and the Catholic school also had its school buildings right across the yard. But at the riot, when the rioters were heading in that direction, there were probably 50 stairs that had to go down to descend to the street. My grandpa, Don Ross says, goes down those 50 stairs as the crowd is going in its direction up Haskell Street, by the way, points west and says to the rioters, "They went that away." However, my aunt, my father's sister, Anna Carol, who served in the military and was a social worker, says that the only thing she had left remaining was a dress during the riot. And she was, I think, a young woman at the time. For some reason, we did not escape the riot in terms of personal possessions being destroyed, according to my aunt. That's why I think I would trust my aunt's word as opposed to Mr. Ross. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying that he's fibbing, but it certainly makes a good story.
Right.